You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
The Sharing Space, and Lebogile is not going to share the lotto money with us, but something to share is definitely a correspondence from you. One of our listeners has written to us on this Sharing Space, and they are asking, and they say, I have a serious challenge here. My parents split up when I was really young, and my uncle just took over and played a father figure role in my life. He took me to school, groomed me, and always protected me. Although I was in boarding school, he made sure we stayed connected as a family. Today, I'm a professional and doing well, largely because of him. Growing up, we knew that he runs a panel beating and mechanic shop. But recently, I have learned that he may be involved in some criminal activities. Although I don't have any proof, I've heard many stories that have raised suspicion. This has completely made me change the way I look at him. He doesn't know yet that I have started asking questions about his supposed dark life. What should I do in this situation? I can't even report him to the authorities because I don't have sufficient proof. Should I confront him? After all, he's still like a father to me. Or do I just cut ties with him? Do you just accept that this might be his way of making a living? I also don't know how I feel about myself now because I might have benefited from his shenanigans. Coming from anonymous right into the CM show. I'd love to hear from you about this. This listener is asking for some serious help. And this is an ethical question. After being raised by this man, he or she says that now he or she's just found out that this man may be involved in the dark criminal world. And this is someone very dear to him. And this is someone who has done so much for them. And now he has discovered that this person actually may be involved in criminal activities. And what must they do? Must they stop, cut the ties together and say, hey, if you are involved in a criminal world, I don't want any part of it. I don't want anything to do with you. I may have benefited, but that's that. Or I will return everything and pay back everything else. Or do you say, this is still my relative. This is still my uncle. I'm willing to turn a blind eye. He's been a superb individual. Let me turn a blind eye. What say you? I'd love us to assist Anonymous with this dilemma on their shoulders at this present moment. And if you've just joined us, they are saying that this uncle was there for them when they were in high school, when they were in school, helped them, and with almost everything else. This is a pillar of strength in their lives. But now that this uncle with the panel beating shop is now involved with criminal activities, doing this, that, and the other, what do you do? 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. I'd love to hear from you about this issue. How do we assist this person? Should they just turn their backs on the uncle? Should they say, enough is enough? Uncle, I didn't know that this money, you got it from these shenanigans, these illicit activities. As a result, I am saying goodbye. Yes, you've done so much for me, but bye-bye. Is that even fair? And it raises a very important question. Do you tell on your family members who are involved in criminal activities? Do you tell on them? Or is it easier to come on the radio and let's shout at politicians, famous people who've done wrong things? Hey, yeah, deal with them. Accountability. Take them to jail. If it's someone inside your own home, someone that you dearly love, and you've just found out right now that this person is not the person that you thought they were. This person is a nasty piece of work. They're involved in various criminal activities. Do you just go to the cops? Do you cut ties with them? Do you walk away? After them sharing so much with you, giving you the best of their lives and sacrificing for you. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, 072-702-1702. Send your text messages and your voice notes there too. Sipho in Boksburg. Hi, Sipho.
Hi, how are you?
I am free, Sipho. How's it going with you?
I'm good. No complaint.
Mm.
Actually, I have just a piece of advice to the person. I don't know whether she's a lady or a woman, a guy.
So we are also lost. They said anonymous, so we are also lost. Let's say it's a guy. Let's say it's a guy for now.
Okay. Yeah. So now let's say it's a guy. For me, I will say to the guy, actually, whatever the uncle is doing, it's none of his business. So he must just thankfully because the uncle took him to the school and now he's grateful because he's from the school.
Mm.
And all along, he didn't know that where the uncle, he was getting the money. But the uncle, he was playing the part of the father. Actually, even when the father was still alive, if he was doing the same thing what he's suspecting that the uncle is doing, then the father would do the same thing. Because, I mean, we do things in different ways. Actually, to do better life for our children. So what now he's suspecting or thinking to do, now he's taking the off-ramp before the off-ramp.
Yeah, but let me ask you directly, Sipho, what would you do if you found out this about your uncle?
I don't mind. It's none of my business.
Would you still continue getting money from him? Go and borrow 50,000 from uncle?
Yeah.
Sipho, just like that. Yeah, but then you know that he's getting money through illegal activities.
It's none of my business.
Sipho says it's none of his business. He's looking away. But is that even okay? 011-883-0702. Mandla in Pretoria. Hi.
So, Tabo.
Eita, Mandla.
How's it, my brother?
Sharp is it, Mandla?
Yeah, the same sentiment from me. This guy should just walk away. Since he's now a grown man, can fend for himself. Now he sees the big man. All along, he was not sleeping hungry, was wearing lavish style, living a lavish style cheap. Today, since he's maybe educated, he's got a diploma.
He's thinking,
oh shit, I'll find.
Hey, brah, hey, Abuti. While you are at it, Mandla, you want me to get fired. How about two? The language is not okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying the word that you used is not okay, man.
Who's been giving him all this and continue with his life?
Yeah, Mandla, there. I hear your sentiment. It's just the. We are still a family show, Mandla. It's 14 minutes to 12 o'clock. This is 702. Let's walk the talk.
If there were ever a time and a place, it's here and now.
The Sharing Space on the Clement Manyatela Show.
It's 12 minutes to 12 o'clock. My name is Thabo Shalemashaw, standing in for Clement, and we are asking for your assistance, please. An ethical and moral dilemma in front of us. One of our listeners just sent a question about the uncle who's involved in dirty shenanigans, criminal activities, and so on. But this uncle raised this wonderful listener of us. The listener is now a professional, but the uncle has been found out to be dealing with vehicle theft issues and so on. But the uncle has been there for this guy for quite some time, helped educate the gentleman, helped to feed the family, but now he has found out that the uncle is involved in criminal activities. What must he do? Lehlonolo, you've got an answer for us. Hey, you're calling us from Midrand.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm free, bro. How are you?
You know, Thabo, I think this guy is being ungrateful. I'm telling you. I don't even think so. He's been ungrateful up until he gets to a situation whereby he has to feed 10 mouths. All those mouths are depending on him to feed them.
Mm.
He will understand what is it that we're talking about when we say he's being ungrateful. Because all he needs to do right now, he doesn't need to question the uncle. All he needs to do is to get himself into that business and try to see if there's an unethical thing happening and sit down. If he gets proof, he sits down with his uncle and say, uncle, he actually thinks about it. He comes up with solution of how the business can do better. I'm telling you.
So are you saying?
The matter is that this guy is not even used that.
Yeah, but
raised him up and
You see, Lehlohonolo, he didn't know, and he was a child at the time, and he was completely dependent on the uncle. But now he's a professional, and now he knows better, and now he doesn't want to be caught up in the complicity of the situation.
They think they know better, Tab. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if it's only 2,000. They think money grows on trees. That's what they think. So I know with my younger brothers and my kids, they think money grows on trees. You can just go to a tree called Money Tree and pick up money and give it to them. And it doesn't happen like that. When you have to feed more than six or even two mouths that you cannot afford to feed, you're running a business, you want to make it a success for them. Not for you, for them.
Having said all of that, and I hear where you're coming from, and I'm not necessarily blind to those backgrounds and everything else. I want to ask from you, we often come onto the radio shows and we want politicians to be held to account. This politician was found in this corruption deal of about 20 million rands. Yeah. This, and we say, no. We want the police to deal with them. Why is it that when it comes to the ones that we love, the ones that are close to us, we have a different set of laws, different set of morals?
That's my next point.
Yeah, make it quickly.
When you find out that somebody's doing criminal activities, when that person gets caught and they get taken through the court process and they're found guilty, learn to judge people when they have been found guilty. Up until a person is found guilty, don't judge them and say, he must be arrested. No, get proof.
Yes.
Get the court must prove it, that he runs criminal activity.
But you're the one who needs to take them through the process. No one knows yet. You're the only one who knows. 072-702-1702. Let's hear what you had to say on your voice notes.
Tabo, can you just be honest? There is nothing like turning on your own family, especially if they have been taking care of you. So this goes back to gratitude. If a person suddenly decides they are going to turn on you, that's just who they are, and it just shows how grateful they are or ungrateful they are. Like, why would you turn your back after someone has done a lot for you? But abana thank
you. Recorded and deleted. What I'm trying to say is, I think anonymous, first of all, should actually get proof that, okay, his uncle is indeed involved in criminal activities, and then maybe have a conversation about that, depending on how he feels about it. From the way he sounds conflicted, it's not something that he condones or wants to be associated with. Then he must tell his uncle that he doesn't condone that, and he doesn't want to be involved in that. His uncle taking care of him using criminality money, there's nothing he can do about that because he didn't know. And the question is, if he knew, was he going to tell his uncle not to send him to school? I don't think so. The best he can do is to just maybe distance himself from here going forward.
Tabo, this one is a difficult one, because what if the uncle has won a lotto, is 1 million, and he kept it a secret? He never told anyone, and he's spending his millions, and then the nephew sees all these things, and then he thinks maybe the uncle is doing dodgy things. It's a difficult one, especially he doesn't have a proof. But everything that is done in the dark, it will finally come into light. Thank you, Tabo.
Very interesting, very interesting views. And it's now 6 minutes to 12 o'clock. I'll continue to take your calls on 011-883-0702, 011-883-0702. Dima in Renbeck. Hi, Dima.
Hi, how are you?
I'm free. How are you, Dima?
Great, thank you. You know what?
Usindle.
Long ago, used to do illegal things. And I had a boyfriend at the time, and he knew about it, and he used to benefit a lot And when we used to fight, he would be the one to snitch. He would be the one who wants to tell people and you know, go out and tell everybody. So that person, Oyo, why that person knew from all along, they knew what the uncle was doing. I don't think it's just something that started now. And they were benefiting. Probably maybe there's a conflict between them and the uncle now.
Yeah. Well, Dima, you know, sadly, this is the only information we have. I don't know if they knew, and we can only work on what they've given us. But I hear where you're coming from. It's a possibility. There is a possibility therein. But let's see what others have to say. Dima, thanks very much, ne? I really appreciate it. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Would love to hear from you 5 minutes to 12 o'clock. And Abel, I see that we have some voice notes. Let's do justice to that. Okay, I see that the buttons are not doing the things that ought to be done. In a short while, we'll speak to Mandy Wina. She'll tell us what's happening on the show between 12 and 1 on the midday report. But I'd love to continue hearing from you about this issue that we're speaking about. This listener really, really has an ethical dilemma.
Hi, Thabo. Yo, this is such a difficult one. What even makes it more difficult, you know, because, you know, crime is so vast. We have no idea what type of criminal activities the uncle is involved in. But I guess since he's in the panel beating industry, maybe it has to do with, you know, panel beating hijacked cars or stolen cars. Crime is so diverse. I guess, if for instance, it involved the murdering of people, the harming or injuring or somehow of people taking of lives, then I guess you can't let that go. I mean, you have to report it. It has to come to a stop. Which crime doesn't ultimately harm people? So it's really your judgment call, unfortunately. Thanks, Fry.
Thanks for that, Farai. Very interesting. 3 minutes to 12 o'clock.